And in the studio with me, I have Mr. Charles Hole, the multimillionaire who made his fortune by becoming the world's leading demolition expert. How do you start becoming a demolition expert, Mr. Hole?
Yes, well, it come to me natural-like. I come from a broken home. You see, I started as a juvenile vandal, smashing up other kids' toys. Then I smashed up the kindergarten and graduated from that and knocking down the old bleeding school. Now, this qualified me to become a fully-fledged juvenile delinquent, tearing down telephone boxes, ripping lead off roofs, smashing up the local church, etc., doing up the vicar. And it was while I was in Borstal Remand Home that I met a man who was to change my whole life.
The padre?
Oh, not the bleeding padre. Wrecker Morant. His granddad was Breaker Morant. He was in for demolition.
I didn't know that demolition was a felony.
Well, it is when you demolish a police station. Well, Wrecker and I went into partnership when we came out, and soon we got the big jobs. Cool. Old London Bridge, Kensal Rise Gasworks, slum clearance, followed by demolition of the high-rise blocks which replaced the slums. Oh, yeah, big stuff, big money. And then Wrecker had the misfortune to suffer a fatal accident. The poor bastard stepped in front of my demolition ball. He never knew what hit him. So I inherited the business. I done right by Wrecker, though. Buried him with full demolition honours. I caved in the old council offices on top of him. Very moving it was, very moving.
I have here some recordings of your greatest triumphs, Mr. Hole.
Good old life, that's municipal bars. What a smash-up that was. Cool. That's where I met the wife. She was swimming at the time.
Do you recognise this one?
Oh, yeah, that was the old East Ham Palace Variety Theatre. Many's the time I heard Dad tell him his dream about the old East Ham Palace.
What dream was that?
Well, I used to dream he was knocking it down.
Oh, I see. He was in the demolition business as well.
Oh! He was a music hall comic.
Oh. And finally, here is a famous, even historic recording of your greatest achievement, a demolition triumph.
In all modesty, that was my masterpiece. The Earl of East Dagger, dropped for the county council, with a contract on the side for the General Motors Company.
Site clearance for a new car factory?
No, I smashed up bloody Fords for them. Ha! No one noticed. As usual, Fords was on bleeding strike.
Have you any unrealised ambition, Mr. Hole? Some unfulfilled dream of demolition on a grand scale?
Yes. There's a site in Westminster needs demolishing.
The old war offices?
Yes, it's a bloody parliament.
Thank you, Charles Hole.
My pleasure, Mr. Belkind.
Yes, the door's over there, sir.
Who needs a bleeding door?
Come back. That's the biggest mistake you can make.
It's 11 and a half minutes past 10.
Now then, for those of you who don't know the rules,